If your mind is nothing more than brain chemistry, do you have free will? Was your decision to buy that cup of coffee, or to pick out the book you're now reading, really your choice, or did your brain somehow program you to do it? That's the question Michael Gazzaniga has been pondering. One of the founders of cognitive neuroscience, he's recently taken a more philosophical turn. Steve Paulson caught up with Gazzaniga to talk about his book, Who's in Charge?
You've tackled the old question of free will, whether we actually have free will in what would seem to be, in many ways, a deterministic universe. So do we have free will?
I think it's an arcane concept that seems just out of place, given the modern knowledge of what we're discovering about how the brain works. It's not needed. It has no utility to our understanding of things. What the brain is a great big information processing device that creates the illusion that we're in charge and acting freely of our own choice, right? But if you actually begin to understand how the brain works, you find that that's just not what's at stake here, and we should move on to thinking about the question of personal responsibility. And what I'm arguing is that the place to look for the answer to what responsibility is not in the brain, but it's in the social group. If you're the only person in the world, the idea of personal responsibility doesn't mean much. And so when we move into the social group, we have rules and laws, and that's where we look for responsibility. We don't look for it in the brain.
But there are real questions about whether if someone has had a damaged brain in some way, there's some part of the brain that's become impaired and they seem to be naturally more aggressive, more violent, or if there is retardation, should we hold those people as morally responsible if they commit some crime?
I think we hold them responsible, and then I think we move on to the question about what do we want to do about it. And that is a huge social question that we need to talk about. For instance, we should have a category of legal judgment where we say the person is guilty, responsible, and insane. We shouldn't have not guilty by reasons of insanity. So I think that you're on the safer side by saying we're all responsible, we all can follow rules. And then once we decide, well, he is the agent of the crime, he is the person that did the antisocial act, then we decide what we can do, what we want to do about it. Do we want to treat? Do we want retribution of punishment of some kind? Do we want just social isolation? What do we want to do? That's a very intense and difficult but important debate to have.
But I want to come back to this paradox that you have raised. And the way you put it in your book, you say, we are personally responsible agents and are to be held accountable for our actions, even though we live in a determined universe. Because it would seem that if we live in a determined universe, then we are, in some way, we are not responsible anymore.
Yeah, brains are automatic, but people are free. When brains start to interact, there's a level of relationships, there's a social ether that's created, and you can be held accountable to play by the rules of that new level of organization.
It sounds like you're saying that everything is not determined then. We don't live in a deterministic world.
Well, no, I don't see it that way. The brain is determined, but people are to be held responsible for their actions, and that is a prize outcome that we humans want to have.
Michael Gazzaniga directs the SAGE Center for the Study of the Mind at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and is the author of Who's in Charge? Free Will and the Science of the Brain. If you'd like to hear Gazzaniga's take on the nature of consciousness, you'll find Steve's entire uncut interview on our website at ttbook.org/meetyourmind.